True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west, and we made it, B.
Yeah.
We have made it. I love college football with my whole heart, my whole soul, but there is nothing like knowing it's week one of the NFL.
Yeah, week one, it gets a little...
We made it, B.
Yeah, yeah.
I
love it.
Freaking made it.
We made it, and it's time to rock, and we have a game tonight. You and I are going to be over at TAP checking it out with some folks. And,
yeah, man, come through.
It's going to be fun, man. It'll be fun.
It is going to be fun. Eagles, Cowboys tonight. That spread keeps going up. I think it's up to 8.5 at this point. I got good advice from a buddy of mine that's quite a gambler. Said the best you can hope for in this game is Dallas scores first and then live bet the Eagles. Like, because it's hard to think in a game like this Philly's not just going to have an incredible emotional response and kind of come out gunslinging.
But when I asked Switchcom the other day, I am a little – because, like, those type of games, when you have those damn ring ceremonies, the home team normally does some weird stuff, man.
Yeah, there was a streak there where the home team in these rings – because they only started doing the ring ceremony, like, the Thursday night Super Bowl winner. That's only happened probably for the last, like, 10-ish, 15 years. Like, I remember when the Ravens...
That's a long damn time.
That's true. I remember when the Ravens won their Super Bowl. They got hosed because the Ravens won their last Super Bowl, I should say. They got hosed because the Orioles wouldn't move a game time for them to have the Thursday night opener. So they had to open on the road in Denver. And that's when Peyton had the Broncos offense flying. They got smoked.
Like, my whole thing is, why does the ring ceremony have to be on the night of a damn game?
Now, I don't think they're doing the rings. It's just the banner.
Like, I understand all that, but still, just it. Listen, get the rings whenever. We got ours, like, in off season. We
had
the rings. We had a picnic at Old Redskin Park over there by the Hilton, and I saw Russ Grimm's son fall off the top of the little pad on the goalpost twice. He was about 4, and the kid never cried, so I said, that dude is crazy, and he grew up to be crazy. But we enjoyed ourselves, and then when the season started, we played football.
Right.
You know? So I think all that stuff like that is for the NFL and everybody else. The players could give a damn about that.
Well, I don't know if you heard or agree with this, but Nick Sirianni said the Eagles won't be out on the field for the banner. He's like, we're going to stay in the locker room. He's like, that was last year. We're on to this year.
That's the mindset to have.
Well, what was really interesting is Dan Quinn got asked yesterday about building an identity and, like, what does last year mean? And he said, he's like, last year's over. We're trying to move forward from that. And I got asked about it. If you think they're looking in the rear view, I know how athletes are wired. Like, at this point, if they're looking back at the successes, you're doing yourself a disservice. Because if you're looking back, let's be real, B, as awesome as last year was, they go 12-5, go to the NFC title game. I mean, there was so much good, right?
Yeah.
If you're really looking back, the last time this team was on the field, they gave up a 50 spot in the NFC title game. Like, that was your last time on a football field. Yeah, I imagine that drives them freaking crazy.
I understand what the coaches are saying, but you can also learn from the successes and the failures of the past. And players do that. But there's not a player in this world, unless one just popped up today, that sits there and only thinks about last time and not worry about what's coming next. You know what I mean? And I understand that aspect of it. But, you know, what happens is once the season is over, you go through everything that happened, and you figure out what worked and what didn't. And like you hear players say how they changed their plan or their routine as they went forward. You get rid of the stuff that don't work. You get rid of the excess stuff, and you begin to add stuff that only is going to be benefiting you as you move towards the goal you want to get to. You know, like Jaden, you watch him. I'm sure the stuff that worked for him last year, he will continue doing. I'm sure it's something that he felt like, that didn't really benefit me, and he probably tossed it. And once you toss something, don't go back looking for it. You know?
Totally. I remember being in the locker room after the NFC title game and talking to a bunch of players, and I specifically remember Terry, Revo, and Wiley saying, you know, we got our ass kicked. That hurts. But what's even tougher is knowing this group will never be together again.
Yeah.
And that's what players recognize.
Yeah.
As much as Jaden's back and Bobby's back and Luvu's back and Terry's back and Ertz is back and Quan is back, like there's a lot of people back.
A lot of people gone.
But for a team, for a locker room, it's entirely different.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people gone. And they knew that what they had last year existed in the bubble of last year, and it is changed. Yep. It is different. Now, do they have a ton of continuity, particularly on the coaching side, all of that? Hell yeah. And that could be a very, very big deal and a very, very big positive. But it does not guarantee that it's all going to work out.
Totally.
You know? There's nothing guaranteed.
You got to put the work in, man. You know, you can't assume anything. You have to put the work in. And I think a lot of times people don't understand how much work players put into this stuff. You know, they see the game and they see a result and they judge everything based off of that. But, hell, the team that lose by 20, they worked their ass off that week. They probably didn't do it efficiently or they didn't get the right things working, but they worked. And a team that normally wins by 20, that's a team that went out there and everything worked in sequence. And just like when they start off their practice with that little drill, remember that? You say, B,
bags.
Are they going to keep doing that? I say, hey, if the coaching staff keep it and they keep presenting it, and then the veteran players or the leaders of the team
buy in,
understand what it is, everybody's going to buy in. And you watch guys who jump in here for the first practice, they get right into it and they know what the hell that's going on, because that is something that they see as a sense of pride for them.
Totally. One thing I was telling you I was interested in yesterday was seeing the first injury report. Mm-hmm. We've now gotten the first injury report. Let's run through it because I think a lot of it is largely pretty irrelevant, but there are a couple things I want to zero in on. We do have a packed show coming up today. I'm really excited. Boomer Esiason is going to join us in about 20 minutes. NFL preview going around the league with Boomer. 11:30, Maryland football coach Mike Locksley is going to join us. Terps have a big game tomorrow night. They got a freshman quarterback that looks like the real deal. Excited to talk to Coach Locks. 1 o'clock, the voice of the New York Giants, Bob Papa, will join us. And then at 1:30, our boy Peter Rosenberg on the show from New York City. So we'll get plenty on what the Giants are expecting, what the Giants will be rolling out. Are they actually a different team with Russ Wilson at the helm?
We will see.
Injury report from yesterday. Things are real now. Like, I could feel the difference talking with players yesterday. Things have changed. This is real football time. Zach Ertz, DMP, veteran rest day. I'd have to go back and check, but I think Ertz at one point this offseason told me, I don't know that he practiced a single Wednesday last year.
Mm-hmm.
Ertz getting a Wednesday off is entirely normal. So I would, For those that are concerned, in one of my fantasy leagues, Zach Ertz is my starting tight end, and I'm not stressing it. So if I feel good, I wouldn't have any concern. Do you agree with me there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Marcus Mariota, with that Achilles tendonitis, was a full participant in practice. Any concerns about Mariota?
Nope.
Matt Gay, kicker, was on the injury report. I guess he was sick. He was a full participant in practice. I don't think they kicked live yesterday, so it's pretty easy for a kicker to be a full participant in practice.
Yeah.
You got to just stretch and hang out.
Play Hackensack?
Right. The three things that I think have some relevance, because this is the first time we're getting to see an injury report.
Mm-hmm.
Corner Jonathan Jones, hamstring limited in practice.
Yeah.
He's their fifth corner. You need all five of them. Speed guy, don't love to see a hammy. 3 out of 10?
Yeah, I'll put it by that. 3.5.
Jones, we didn't see a ton of during camp and preseason. Like, it seemed mm-hmm. like they were kind of watching things. Now it makes more sense. Now we kind of know what's up. Dorrance Armstrong, a guy that I thought had a really good camp, showed up on the injury report limited with a knee. Level of concern there.
It's Wednesday. I'm not concerned right now.
I'm not concerned about him missing the game.
No. I'm not. I mean, to be honest with you, Jay, they've had 2.5, 3 weeks, whatever, 4 weeks of training camp. Everybody can have something. You know, the great Bill Belichick, everybody was on the injury report. And guess what the league never did? They never fined him for it. Because you know why? Once you go through it, everybody hurt.
Well, no, he started putting everybody on because at first he didn't, and then they fined him.
Yeah, but
so then he's like,
"But I'm saying,
bleep it, everybody's hurt."
But when he didn't put people on, he got fined because he was hiding something. But if he says everybody hurt, you can't say everybody. You can't tell a guy and somebody's not hurt because everybody that played football hurt somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got to talk to Noah Brown in the locker room yesterday. He seems pretty locked in, ready to go. He also showed up on the injury report with a knee.
He's had that since we saw him in
I think it was minicamp or OTAs when he hurt it.
Yeah.
I believe that's all the same injury with Noah. I believe he will be out on the field. Of the concern levels here, Noah and Jones are at the highest for me. That none of this is very high. You said 3.5 sounds about right to me. The issue with Noah Brown is you'd really like him to be a major contributor for this team throughout the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
But staying healthy throughout a season has been hard for him. So that's what, like, you can never get a player to 110%. They can either play or they can't, but you'd like Noah Brown to be able to go all year for you. I got to talk to Commanders wide receivers coach Bobby Engram yesterday, and he talked just about all the things Noah does beyond
blocks.
Yeah,
he beats people the hell up,
dude. He forces every corner, every safety to commit to every route.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that, like, people are like, oh, he's so good at drawing pass interference. He's not drawing it. It's not like watching SGA play basketball where he's able to bait people into fouls because mm-hmm. of his ball handling. There's no baiting. He just plays so physical and is so committed to running his routes and obtaining the space he's allowed to get that often defenders aren't used to that level of commitment from a receiver. A lot of receivers will round stuff at the top of route trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it comes from. It's not like to act like it's like, oh, he's tricking guys is inaccurate. It's
totally.
That he's so damn physical that it forces the issue. Mm-hmm. So you'd love to see Noah Brown there. But by and large, going into week one, not too concerned
about
the
injury.
Yeah,
they're relatively healthy. And let's be real, we've heard injuries about certain people in the Giants. They didn't show up on the injury report. Does it mean they're 100% healthy? Not very seriously.
I think you know, going into this, one of the biggest questions is Terry McLaurin's health. You know, where's his wind? Where's his ability to play a full game? Terry spoke yesterday at length, as Terry does. He's always very thoughtful and gives good answers. I think Terry's like, I feel great. He said that over and over again, right? I feel great. So then you wonder, okay, is there a pitch count? He's like, listen, man, these guys do a great job of monitoring us. I think I'll be in contact with AP. I'll be in contact with DQ. I'll be in contact with the training staff, Al Bellamy, whoever it is. I don't particularly see a significant pitch count coming Terry's way. Now, maybe, you know, if the offense is on the field a ton, he needs a little bit of rest.
But the thing,
I
asked this question, okay, and I don't know who was overly concerned about that. You think just because he wasn't practicing with the team, he wasn't running, he wasn't practicing, he wasn't working out?
I do not think
okay?
that.
Okay, and I know he, like I said myself, you got to go through football stuff to get ready for football stuff. And Terry was, the trainers were taking him through workouts when he was had that supposed ankle injury or whatever,
sure.
whatever it was. But I asked a question. If you're asking about Terry, shouldn't you be asking about the whole damn team? When the hell did they really play?
Dude, that was – I had this conversation in the locker room yesterday. You had the Bengals game, which maybe the starters played a quarter, and maybe the contributors played a half, right? But, B, outside of that, just try to think of padded practices. You had the Patriots joint. You had the Brotherhood Bowl.
Yeah.
That's two where they went – relatively hard without tackling people to the ground.
Yeah,
so they
yeah.
went relatively hard without really playing football.
Yeah.
Outside of that, there were maybe four like pads are on, we're kind of going here practices.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then some of those worth very rather quickly.
Dude.
I mean, remember why did we blink our eyes and they were done?
These guys have a very thorough plan for both conditioning, preparation, yeah. all of it. Customized to players specifically. This was not the most rigorous training camp. And keep in mind, for all the concerns about like who played when in the preseason game that some of these dudes played in will be
3 weeks prior to when they play.
Yeah, it was the 18th.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure that's going to make much of a difference come Sunday.
I just think, like, back in the day, and I'm going to explain to people, before I got into the league, guys did not train in the offseason because training camp was about 7. So you had 2 months to get ready for the football season. When I got into the league, our training camp was anywhere from like 4 to 5 weeks, somewhere around that. But guys would come into training camp already in shape, per se. Today, they're around all the time. They work out all off season. When they come into the training camp, most guys are already in shape, okay? And now they try to build this thing up to football shape and build it up to be able to play 4 quarters of football. So it's different than what it was. But I think the covering of it is based off of the past. Because right now when you look at this, you know, guys don't come here 20, 30 pounds overweight, 40 pounds overweight.
No.
They used to do that back in the day. Talk to Doc about when guys would come in. Guys came in and you go, damn, he got a whole inner tube around his waist. You know what I'm saying? And then by the time the season come, he no longer had that. So it's a different era, man. And I just think that the guys that have always been your workers, they're going to be ready to go, point blank.
Yeah, I think it's entirely different. Like, you can look around the league. There were some teams that took preseason more seriously this year, mm-hmm. probably 5 yeah. out of 32. So getting to this point in the season, it's easy to be like, oh, man, they you know they didn't take it seriously enough. The whole league doesn't. So yeah. it's going to be.
I just think like the wear and tear is going to happen whether you come in shape or not. It may be a little less on you, but there are some of those injuries that happen.
Sure.
No matter if you've come in tip-top shape. Best shape in the world. The freak accidents that happen, they happen. Ain't nothing you can do about them.
Injuries can get a 23-year-old in week 16, a 32-year-old in week 3. Injuries are injuries.
Right. You're walking down the stairs, it can get you.
Yeah, totally. Ask Dustin Johnson.
How many healthy professional athletes have gotten hurt walking down the stairs?
It's a dangerous game. It maybe some of these pro athletes should consider moving to a rancher. Then they wouldn't have to deal with stairs. It's one floor living. If you are a pro athlete thinking about moving to a ranch-style home, call John Leahy.
Yep, just like a recent seller who was thrilled to receive an offer which was $20,000 over the asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. Who says there are no guarantees in life? Check out John Leahy's guaranteed offer right there on his website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsalesdmv.com. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Here's the thing with John. Whatever is going on in your life that you need to move, it's going to cause stress. But John Leahy and the Fine Living Group have the options and strategies you need to take care of things quickly for the most money possible and with the least amount of stress. They've got buyers waiting to buy. You know how much that helps? They got mortgage people they can set you up with, and they have the local expertise to figure out the best way to market and sell your home. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsalesdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
B. Mitch and Finley, fired up. Get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in Boomer Esiason. Hear him on WFAN. Follow Boomer at 7. Boomer Esiason. Boomer, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us. Boomer, you there?
I am here, yes. I had to unmute my microphone. Sorry about that, guys. JP, great to talk to you. Brian, great to talk to you. And hopefully you guys are ready for a great season down there in Washington.
Oh, yeah. We hope we can get a repeat of last year, Boomer.
That would be unbelievable.
But you know how tough that is, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, think about everything that Washington went through, right? They got the new owners, they got the new coach, and then, of course, they got the most important ingredient, and that is the quarterback that is super special, seems really dedicated, and I would expect that there's not going to be any letdown in Jaden Daniels this year, much like C.J. Stroud went through last year. I would think that the way that this kid goes about his business, that we should expect exactly what we saw last year, if not even better.
I tend to agree with you, Boomer. What do you make of Jaden's game? And you know, after watching last year how good he was, what areas do you think he can even grow this year?
Whatever his mom tells him to do. You know what I mean? That's going to be the most important thing. Seems like she's the most important person in his life. But, you know, the things last year that, you know, he probably will not do as much this year is he probably won't rely as much on the athleticism. He'll see the defenses. He'll read the defenses. He'll feel more comfortable in the pocket. I'm sure that his communication, as Brian knows, is going to be a lot better and a lot stronger, a lot more demanding. I mean, it's his team. And, you know, he may not have realized that immediately simply because he was a rookie and wanted to be somewhat respectful to everybody, because he really seems like a respectful young man, which is great. But now it's his team, so he can be more demanding and he can be even more leader-like than he was last year. And it's not always about the way you speak. It's more about the way you play, the way you go about things when things don't go well, how you pick up your teammates. And, you know, this is what every NFL team wants. They want the next Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. And Washington's fortunate enough to be able to have one of those guys who really, I mean, honestly, I don't really see him in a lot of commercials. Don't see him doing a lot of off-the-field stuff. I see him really hopefully honing his craft, which is a man who is committed to becoming great. And he sees the numbers out there. He knows the amount of money that's out there for him to get it. When it comes his time. So I would think that he is going to be focused on being great, and that's all you could ask for.
Boomer, you named those four quarterbacks, and we know that that's the upper echelon, and those guys are good every year. So I hear people say, well, you know what, now the defensive coordinators have film on that quarterback. When you get guys like that, they have film on those defensive coordinators too. And just as much as the defensive coordinator can figure out something to mess with them, they can figure out something to circumvent that. How do you keep that going? You play quarterback. Can you understand that next year they come with different wrinkles and you got to bring a different wrinkle?
Well, I know one thing. You know, the Giants try to get faster on defense. They tried to bolster their secondary and their pass rush. And the reason that they did that is because when you look at the quarterbacks in their division, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, and Jaden Daniels, you know, those guys have been running roughshod over the Giant defense for the last 10 years. So the Giants have gone out of their way to try to get faster on defense, try to get their pass rush to be more explosive, and try to get their secondary a lot better in coverage. And if they do have the pressure that we all expect that they will generate with Abdul Carter and Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence, then the back seven should definitely benefit from that. So that's, for me, I mean, that's from the Giants' perspective. They know they're playing three athletic quarterbacks, three tremendous quarterbacks, so they had to do everything they possibly could to improve their defense first and foremost. And then secondly, for the Giants, what they have to do is they have to stay away from the turnovers. They barely got any turnovers last year, and they were turning the ball over consistently every week, which was just basically putting them in a hole from the beginning. So they're going to be a much more competitive team, I believe, this year. And one of the reasons for that is trying to match the speed that, you know, that Washington has, especially with Jaden Daniels and the secondary playmaking abilities that he has.
Boomer, what do you think they'll get for the Giants out of Russ Wilson this year?
Well, I think what they're hoping for is just stability. I mean, you know, Daniel Jones, he was here, what, for 6 years, I think, and it was just, it was flatline. He never really took a leadership role. As I was just talking about Jaden Daniels growing into being a leader, you know, Daniel never really had that gene in him. That he wasn't a boisterous guy. He wasn't a guy that, you know, it's not that they didn't respect him. They loved him, but he just wasn't a guy that was making plays at the right time. And I think what they want from Russell Wilson is they want the deep ball, because he does throw a very good deep ball, and they do have Malik Nabers, who's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, especially going deep. So they want that, but they also want somebody who's not going to turn the ball over and kind of settle things down and be and keep the game close in the fourth quarter and then go and win it in the fourth quarter. And I, you know, the Giants lost a bunch of one-score games last year, and it was just mind-numbing how they would lose in the fourth quarter, or the other team would pull away because the quarterback would either fumble the ball or throw it away or make a bad play, and due in large part to injuries. But I think they want stability from Russell. I don't think it's going to be 350 yards a game. I think it's going to be a 210 to 230 yards a game, maybe two touchdowns, an interception, and maybe they score 24 points and they try to win 24 to 21. That's what I think is the roadmap for the Giants this year.
That's it adds up because there is talent there. We're talking with our friend Boomer Esiason. You can give him a follow at 7BoomerEsiason. Listen to him on WFAN. Watch him on CBS Sports Network. Boomer, I want to ask you about the game tonight because we're all fired up just to have NFL football back on our televisions. A big NFC East battle, Eagles-Cowboys. But before we do that, just I want to check in on all the great work you do with your foundation. I know how busy you are just with the media stuff, but you always make time for the Boomer Esiason Foundation, just trying to help where you can.
Well, I thanks for asking. You know, my son Gunnar is 34 years old now, and when he was diagnosed with CF back in 1993, he wasn't expecting to make it to 19. So the fact that he's 34, he's living life, he has two children that he's the biological father for, is nothing short of a miracle. And that miracle basically came in 2018 when finally the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, in conjunction with our foundation and others around the country, was able to raise enough money to find that drug that was going to unlock the life of a CF kid. And 90% of the kids are benefiting from this drug, and Gunnar is proof positive that their miracles can happen. So I always say that Gunnar's my hero. My grandson, the firstborn grandson, Casper, is our miracle, because if we didn't do and people around us weren't doing what they were doing to raise money for CF, it would never happen. So we are flying high. Gunnar is flying high, and we're still doing all the things that we've done over the last 30 years, and we'll continue to do that.
Love that, man.
You know, a lot of players do a lot of work and do a lot of charity work, but when it's your kid that's benefiting off of it, first of all, you have to be very, very proud of that as well, man.
Yeah, you know, Brian, he, you know, and the NFL gave me an unbelievable platform. So I was still a player in 93, retired in 97, and then went into the media. The media gave me the amazing platform as well to tell the story. ESPN did an E60 on Gunnar on Christmas Eve this last year, and that was Casper's third birthday. And, you know, the E60 captured who Gunnar is, the patient, and then the kind of man that he has grown up into. So I always say I never won a Super Bowl, had a chance to win one. Unfortunately, Joe Montana beat us at the end. But in the Super Bowl of life, the fact that my son is a father himself, 34 years old, there's no greater feeling than the feeling that I had when he got married and he told me that his wife was pregnant. That was a feeling that I don't think I'll ever forget, and I would imagine that's what it feels like winning five Super Bowls. So that's that's my Super Bowl, and I'm certainly very proud of it.
It's funny, we had Solomon Wilcots on maybe last week or 2 weeks ago and asked him about that Super Bowl, and it was still very fresh in his mind, I would say.
It's fresh in all of our minds, unfortunately.
Yeah. What about tonight? You've got the Super Bowl champs, the Eagles hosting the Cowboys. Dallas just traded away Micah Parsons. Jerry Jones is doing Jerry Jones things. The Eagles look loaded. On the surface, this doesn't look like it's going to be much of a game, but we know life in the NFL is rarely
NFC East.
Right, it's rarely what it seems.
That's right, and I'm sure Brian agrees with me when I say I'm happy for Micah Parsons because very few players truly get what they want. He ultimately wanted a trade, and he wanted a big contract, and he was able to do that and secure a huge amount of dollars. And this is something we fought for all the way back since 1987 when we went on strike, and in 82 as well. But and we're starting to see players be able to use and leverage the system so they can get what they want out of it, thankfully. And I appreciate that. So I'm happy for Micah. I think it's probably better for the Cowboys because I do think he was somewhat of a distraction with the podcasting and all that other stuff. I'm not saying he was unpopular in the locker room, but there was some separation between he and other players. There's no question about that, because as popular as he has become, and he had some great takes on things. You know, he's going to be great in TV if he wants to do it one day. But I would say that maybe they're better off without him. And the reason I say that is because there could be more harmony there. And one of the reasons why they lost all the games they lost last year is because Dak Prescott missed 9 of those games, and 2 of those games fell against the Eagles. So the Eagles ran roughshod over the Dallas Cowboys. They couldn't stop Saquon Barkley. And I wouldn't be surprised if this game is a lot closer than the 8.5 points that Philadelphia is laying here tonight. So I like the Cowboys to cover. I can see Philadelphia winning like a 27-24 game or a 24-21 game. But 8.5 points, man, that seems like an awful lot. Yeah. Division game, opening game, and the Dallas Cowboys dealing with what they were dealing with. And Dak Prescott now feeling the pressure to have to really perform at a very high level to keep up with the Eagles' offense.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Boomer, I'm going to sneak one more in. Obviously, your greatest professional success was with the Bengals, but you also played with the Jets. You're a New York guy. What do you think of the team the Jets have put together with Justin Fields at quarterback?
You know, it's not great. I wasn't a big fan of the Justin Fields signing. They gave him $40 million for 2 years. I know that they needed a quarterback, and they wanted to move away from Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee and said he had never been released by a teenager before, and he said it half-jokingly, he was referring to Brick Johnson. That was Woody Johnson, the owner's son. So I knew that, you know, eventually Woody was going to say, you're out of here. And that's basically what happened. So I think most coaches would have loved to have kept Aaron Rodgers. He actually played reasonably well last year, and I think he'll play well for the Steelers as well this year. But they are rebuilding, resetting. Aaron Glenn, a former teammate of mine, who was under Bill Parcells when Bill Parcells took over for Rich Kotite, knows what needs to be done within the building to change the culture. So he's in the middle of doing all that right now. I just don't, you know, you have a rookie offensive coordinator in Tanner Engstrom. You got Justin Fields in his fourth offense in 4 years. You have a lot of moving parts, not one great wide receiver, not a lot of playmakers other than a running backs. They have 3 pretty good running backs, and they just lost their best offensive lineman for the rest of the year to a triceps tear. So, and that's Elijah Vera Tucker. So I see them maybe 5 wins at best, maybe 6 if things went right, but I just don't see them being a very good football team this year, and maybe next year Aaron's culture reset will take hold, and they'll be a little bit more competitive.
Boomer, thank you for the
appreciate
time, man. Go Terps. Malik looks like the real deal.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, too, by the way. And well, we'll see when they get to the Big Ten. But they always start out strong, for sure. But Malik certainly looks like a great athlete. Maybe I'll go on record as saying maybe the greatest athlete Maryland's ever had as a quarterback. How's that?
I like that. Boomer, thank you very much for time, man.
Okay, guys, have a great day and enjoy the games.
All right,
thanks
care,
very
man.
Much. Boomer Esiason, check him out on WFAN, CBS Sports Network, and give him a follow at 7, Boomer Esiason, doing great work with his foundation. We're going to tell Coach Loxley what Boomer said about Malik in about an hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is making week one even bigger with a chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets every game day. That's right, $2 million. Here's how it works. Opt in and place an anytime touchdown bet on any week one NFL game, including tonight's matchup, using your profit boost. And if a player you pick scores either the first or the last touchdown of the game, you'll earn a share of $2 million in bonus bets. First touchdown, you're in. Last touchdown, you're in. Both even better. It's just one more reason to bet on the NFL with FanDuel. So whether you got a feeling about the opening drive or you're banking on a clutch finish, now's the time to get in on the game. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app today and get started. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt in. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bring it back. Give that to me.
If you missed any of our interview with Boomer Esiason, make sure you get on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcast and check it out. Boomer was great. That dude loves Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Like, informed people love Jaden Daniels. People that played the position see what he does on the field and are like, this dude is the real deal. Lampville has a really good question for our AAA question, our AAA poll of the day, and I want to actually open the phones on this. Now, this is a tricky, like, this or that kind of question here, but Lampville asked, and I like this one, what is more likely, Commanders win the division or miss the playoffs? That is our AAA poll of the day. You can vote at B. Mitch and Finley. For me, it's win the division. Like
I don't
see this going the opposite way that I know so many want, I guess. The B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. If you want to weigh in on that, hit us up at 800. I guess you could just tweet it. You can vote on it. But you can also just call us, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I don't really think this is a miss the playoffs team, man. Now,
I don't see it at all.
Are there, could things go crazy? Like, the one caveat to all conversations in the NFL is injuries.
Yeah.
So if you want to call in and be the injury guy, you're not incorrect, but that is completely uncontrollable, the whim of the universe.
Yeah, but that's a stretch as well. You know what I mean? And I just think, like, since 2004, and they've had teams that look just like Eagles looked last year, and the next year they don't win a division. That happens.
Right.
So I think there's more likely that they could win it than miss the playoffs.
I mean, you don't ever know, right? But I just think, especially in the seven playoff team world with three wild cards, I find it hard to believe that Washington's not one of them. And I know they have a tougher schedule. Like, I'm aware of lots of things involved here. Mm-hmm. But if Vegas has their win total at 9.5, it's Vegas at least thinks they get in. I think at 9 wins you get in. If you look at some of the odds available, Washington's odds to make the playoffs are -145. So, like, that's not super heavy, but Vegas has them making the playoffs.
But it's heavy.
It has them with a 50. Like, if you look at Philly's odds to make the playoffs are -400. But what about Dallas, a team that 2 years ago that was really good if their quarterback can stay healthy?
Mm-hmm.
They're +250. Like, so Washington's in the minus.
Yeah.
That, to me, just explains a ton. All football all day for B. Mitch and Finley. Open these phone lines up. I like Lamphill's poll of the day question. What's more likely for the Commanders this year? Win the division. Win the NFC East. Hasn't been a repeat winners in 20 years, 20-plus years.
That's a long damn time.
Or to miss the playoffs. 800-636-1067. Let us know what you think.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.